we start typically 2 to 3 years out booking a season. Mm-hmm. So right now we're looking, you know, at the 2021-22 season as well. So it's a great puzzle, though. It's a lot of fun. It keeps the job very, very interesting.
That's Derek Kwan, and I'm Dan Scunner. This is Conversations. Derek Kwan is the executive director of the LEAD Center at KU. He joins us to talk about the new season of performances. Derek, welcome to the program.
Dan, thanks so much for having me back here today.
Well, just recently you announced a brand new season with lots of great artists featured in the program. We won't have time to talk about all of them, but we want to hit some of the highlights. We'll bury the lead a little bit here and talk about the actual performances in just a moment, but I'm curious about process.
Yes.
How soon do you start working on a season? And tell us a little bit about what it takes to put one together.
Yeah, it's really what I like to describe it as a massive puzzle. Mm-hmm. And, you know, there's so many factors in play in terms of dates that our university, and of course, we're, you know, being part of the university. The university, of course, understandably has first precedence over those specific dates. You know, and it also comes down to who might be touring through the area. But then again, you know, you might have multiple artists touring through the area at the same time of the same genre. You don't want to book all those artists. So it's a little bit of a gamble, you know, when we commit to artists. But we start typically 2 to 3 years out booking a season. Mm-hmm. So right now we're looking, you know, at the 2021-22 season as well. So it's a great puzzle, though. It's a lot of fun. It keeps the job very, very interesting.
And obviously you're covering all sorts of genres. Classical and jazz and contemporary music. Let's just jump into it. What are some of the big names you're going to have an opportunity for people to see?
Well, we kick off the season with a wonderful, wonderful artist by the name of Bruce Hornsby and his group, The Noisemakers. And mm-hmm. Bruce has a really, really eclectic background. He has so many different, diverse musical connections, everything from Ricky Skaggs, he's collaborated with, to The Grateful Dead, he was on tour with for a couple of years. And he's actually a prolific soundtrack composer as well. He's collaborated on numerous occasions with Spike Lee, and most recently, he has some of his own music on Black Klansman, which, you know, as everybody I think knows, Kevin Wilmot, KU professor, was one of the screenwriters for. So, mm-hmm. Bruce Hornsby is an amazing show, Tuesday, August 13th. And then we follow that with another B first name, Boz Scaggs, who is another, you know, legendary musician, this multi-Grammy award-winning artist that, you know, started early in his career, was collaborating with the likes of Steve Miller, has toured with the Dukes of September, which is Boz, Michael McDonald, and Donald Fagen. But this will be Boz's headlining show. And, you know, he's got these great, great hits like Lido Shuffle and Lowdown. Mm-hmm. And that's on Tuesday, September 10th. We follow that with another B first name, arguably the most prolific blues musician on the planet right now, and that's Buddy Guy. And he is so serious about his craft and takes the responsibility of carrying the torch forward for the blues very, very seriously. And since B.B. King passed away and so many of these other incredible artists have passed away, Buddy is really the torchbearer of the blues. Mm-hmm. That's on Tuesday, September 17th. And then we have a real diversity of shows that throughout the entire year, we're collaborating with the School of Music at KU on four different performances. And the first is with the KU Symphony Orchestra, conducted by Carolyn Watson, with special guest violist Juan Miguel Hernandez. And then the KU Wind Ensemble will be welcoming principal trombonist of the New York Philharmonic, Joseph Alessi. And the KU Percussion Group will be welcoming incredible marimba player Erico Daimo. And then finally, in April of 2020, the KU Jazz Ensemble will be welcoming Chilean vocalist and guitarist Camila Meza. And so we're just excited about being able to collaborate with students as well and faculty. Yeah, it's going to be a fun, fun year. I can mm-hmm. tell you that.
Well, a few others that I want to hit, and I know there's others we want to highlight as well, but Chris Thiele will be here.
Chris, you know, I first had the chance to encounter him and work with him when I was working at Interlochen Center for the Arts in Michigan. And it was well before his Live From Here days. We had presented Nickel Creek 1 year. And then we got wind that he was trying to compose his first mandolin concerto. So when I was there, we co-commissioned that mandolin concerto. And, you know, he's just with Punch Brothers, just completely his profile has completely gone huge. Mm-hmm. And especially with his appointment to be the host of the fantastic public radio program Live From Here. And we are super grateful to Kansas Public Radio for sponsoring that specific performance. And it will be a show that is Chris all the time. And him only on the stage, mm-hmm. you know, so he's going to be telling stories, playing his mandolin, singing, and his sense of humor is just fantastic. So thank you to Kansas Public Radio for helping us bring in Chris Thiele.
Well, we're glad to do that. Speaking of storytellers, David Sedaris is part of the lineup.
Yes. On Thursday, October 24th, this New York Times bestselling author and humorist will be reading from his books, telling stories himself. And what's cool about him is that he will stay until the last person has left the building to sign one of his books. Mm-hmm. And he's just an amazing, you know, American icon from a cultural standpoint right now.
Shifting gears a little bit, you have several musicals, including
yes.
The Jersey Boys mm-hmm. and others. So tell us about those.
Yeah. So we're very, very happy with our Broadway season this year. One of them, I'll get to that we can't talk about. But the first, we kick off the Broadway season with Rent, the 20th anniversary tour of Rent on Sunday, October 6th. And then Jersey Boys. My understanding is that this is the last year of the national touring Broadway production of Jersey Boys. So we were like, you know, we got to get this here back to Lawrence. That's Saturday, November 2nd. And then The Color Purple, a wonderful, wonderful 2016 Tony Award winning production, will be here on Thursday, January 23rd. And then finally, on April 22nd, we will have a show that we will announce on July 1st. But don't get me wrong, it's a fantastic show. It's a Tony Award winning and Grammy Award winning show. So keep your eyes out for that on July 1. Mm-hmm.
And you also have some programming specifically for kids.
Yeah. No, we are very, very focused on providing a fantastic family series for the community. And we have The Very Hungry Caterpillar featuring Brown Bear coming in on Friday night, November 22nd. And so there's four Eric Carle stories that will be presented that evening with these magical puppets. And then Rudolph the Red-Nosed Reindeer, the musical, will be here Wednesday, December 11th. And then in the spring, we have the Peking Acrobats coming in the night before Chris Thiele on February 18th, 2020. And then finally, we have a fun show that any TV lovers out there will recognize. It's Candid Camera's LOL Tour featuring Peter Funt, who is the son of Alan Funt. Mm. And Peter himself hosted a couple hundred episodes of Candid Camera. So.
Now, there's another Kansas Public Radio connection, and that's with Bob McWilliams, who's worked with you
yes.
on putting together a folk series. Tell us about that.
Bob is fantastic. He is who I call the godfather of folk music in Lawrence, Kansas, with his wonderful, wonderful, such great history with West Side Folk. But the folk series, you know, I consult with Bob, and he said that this folk series makes him so excited. So we kick it off with Richard Schindel on October the 20th. It's a Sunday in 2019. And then we have two shows featuring the wonderful, wonderful artist Kathy Mattea on February 23rd, 2020, a 2 p.m. show and a 7:30 p.m. show. And she's just an amazing award-winning country Americana artist. And then finally, we end the folk series with Peter Mulvey on April 19th of 2020. And we're just so grateful to Bob for allowing us to continue the tradition of West Side Folk. Mm-hmm.
And we have another, it's not part of this series, but another person who has Kansas in her background.
Absolutely.
Melissa Etheridge. Tell us about that.
Well, we are ecstatic to present Melissa for the first time at the Lead Center. And she has a new album out called The Medicine Show. And her growing up in Leavenworth, Kansas, really makes this a kind of a homecoming show for her. And in fact, that's what her management is considering it. And they said, mm-hmm. you know, can you give us many additional comps? Because this is really where her family, her real family is, and friends will be coming out. We're like, absolutely. Mm-hmm. You know, it's wonderful to present native Kansans like Melissa Etheridge and also like Samuel Ramey, the wonderful opera singer, bass baritone. He'll be coming in April 3rd of 2020. He's originally from Wichita. And I just learned last night that Steve Hedden, a longtime faculty member and administrator at KU, was one of his high school best friend. Hmm. So it's really cool to learn of these wonderful connections when you're bringing back these folks that are native Kansans.
Well, we've covered a lot of territory, but there are still acts we haven't had a chance to talk about, and people can get more information about that by going to your website.
That's absolutely right. And right now we're in the time period where it's a pre-sale for Friends of the Lead. And that pre-sale ends on May 24th. And our website is lead.ku.edu. That's lied.ku.edu. And you can become a Friend of the Lead 24 hours a day by going to the website. If you're more comfortable calling on the phone, our box office can be reached at 785-864-2787.
And if you're not part of that group of supporters known as the Friends of the Lead, then tickets go on sale to the general public again after what date?
So on May 28th, public packages go on sale. So if you're buying a full series package, then you can do that. If you're interested in just a couple of shows in single, which in the industry we call single ticket sales begin on Monday, June the 10th at 8 a.m.
All right. Derek Kwan is the executive director of the Lead Center. Derek, thank you very much for talking with us,
Dan, today. It's always a pleasure being here, and we truly appreciate Kansas Public Radio's support.
And once again, for more information about the performances, visit the Lead Center website. It's lead@ku.edu. That's lied.ku.edu. You'll find more interviews on a wide variety of topics at kansaspublicradio.org/conversations. You can use the KPR app to listen on your phone or tablet. You can sign up for the Conversations podcast on iTunes. And you'll find us on Facebook. Conversations is a production of Kansas Public Radio. I'm Dan Skinner. Thanks for listening.